Classical Kids Storytime is supported by Dentistry for Children and Adolescents. For over 50 years, their pediatric dentists and team members have been committed to making your child's dental experience as pleasant as possible. More at childrensdent.com. Welcome to Classical Kids Storytime from American Public Media. I'm Scott, with our version of The Dog and the Bone. One beautiful, sunny morning, Apollo the dog climbed out of his doghouse, had a good, long stretch, a good little scratch, and happily trotted out of the gate to find his breakfast.
I'm a dog. I'm hungry. I'm a dog. Hungry dog.
Apollo was the best dog in town. Everyone loved Apollo because he was so handsome and such a good boy. And even though he was very hungry in the morning, he always stopped to see his favorite people on his way to get breakfast. Like the crossing guard on the corner.
Well, look who it is. Hey, Apollo. Come on over here. Let me scratch those ears. Yeah. Come here.
Ooh,
you good boy.
Right there. Higher. To the left. Oh, right there.
He's a good boy. Okay, buddy. Safe for you to cross the street now. There you go. Be sure to tell the butcher I said hi.
Apollo trotted on his way, wondering if his school kid friends would be at the playground.
Here comes Apollo.
Here he is. Hi, Apollo. What are you doing? Come here.
They all like to throw the ball for Apollo.
Come on, boy. Ready to fetch? Go get it.
Go get it.
Catch a ball. I'm hungry. Catch a ball.
The kids threw the ball, and Apollo caught it every time.
Good catch.
And he brought it back with his chest puffed out.
Come on, boy.
And his long tail wagging back and forth.
Good boy. What a good boy, Apollo.
But Apollo couldn't stay to play long. His tummy was grumbling because he was so hungry.
Hungry dog. Breakfast. Ooh, hungry dog.
When Apollo finally arrived at the butcher's shop, the butcher was right there in the doorway waiting for him.
Well, there you are, Apollo. I was wondering if you were going to come by to see me today.
Come here, buddy. Let's see how strong you are today.
Come on. Not easy now. Those teeth are sharp. All right, buddy. I bet you're a wee bit hungry this morning, aren't you?
Yeah, hungry.
You're going to love this. I have something really special for you today. A bone that I've been saving just for you.
The butcher disappeared behind the counter, and Apollo waited patiently, sitting up just as straight as he could, and his tail swishing back and forth behind him. When the butcher came back, he held up the biggest, most delicious-looking bone Apollo had ever seen.
You want this? Come on, set up tall.
Apollo sat up as tall as he could, and he stayed there for what seemed like forever. And then finally, the butcher tossed the bone into the air, and Apollo caught it in his mouth. Now that Apollo had his breakfast, he trotted home with his head high and his chest puffed out and his tail wagging back and forth like crazy.
Breakfast.
This was the best bone Apollo ever had. All the way home, he could smell the bone and taste little parts of it, and it was so good that he almost couldn't wait. He even thought about eating it right there on the sidewalk. But at home, he could eat his bone in peace.
Gotta get home. I gotta get home for breakfast.
All Apollo had to do was cross a little wooden bridge over the stream near his house, and he was home free. Except, he noticed something out of the corner of his eye as he started to cross that bridge. He thought he saw another dog down there in the water.
Hey, who's that?
And that dog had a bone in his mouth, too. In fact, that dog's bone looked like it was even bigger than Apollo's bone. Apollo decided he wanted both bones, so he growled at the other dog to see if he would drop it. But the other dog didn't drop his bone. He just stared back at Apollo. So Apollo tried even harder. Now, you and I know that there was no other dog. It was just Apollo's reflection in the water. But Apollo didn't know that. He only knew he wanted that other dog's bone. Apollo finally gave the reflection a good loud bark. But as soon as Apollo opened his mouth, that beautiful, delicious bone the butcher gave him came tumbling out. And it fell into the stream. And Apollo tried to catch it again. But it was too late. And he fell into the stream too. When Apollo was finally able to climb out of the stream, his bone was lost, somewhere deep down in the water where he couldn't reach. And the other dog was gone too, just ripples on the surface. So now Apollo not only lost the bone he thought the other dog had, but he lost his own delicious bone too. Apollo started walking back home, soaking wet and his fur dripping. But he didn't walk with his chest puffed out like he did earlier that morning. And his tail felt so heavy that it didn't want to wag at all. He walked the rest of the way, looking down at the ground. When he finally got back home, he curled up and thought about that bone the butcher gave him. How good it smelled, and how delicious it would have tasted. And his tummy growled and gurgled, still empty, and so hungry. Apollo wished he hadn't been so greedy, because he realized that if he'd just left that other dog alone and didn't try to steal his bone when he already had one in his mouth, well, he'd be falling asleep right now with a full, happy tummy instead of a growly, empty one. Apollo made up his mind right then and there that if he ever saw that dog in the stream again, he would just leave it alone and be happy with the bone that he had. The end. Thanks for listening to Classical Kids Storytime from APM, American Public Media.